Wednesday at this time, as always, Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. We choose the topics. You provide the opinions. This week's topics, the new federal fracking rules as proposed, and your nomination for state book in either Oregon or California. Neither one has a state book. There's been some talk about state books across the country. Join us on the Exchange with your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 800-838-3760. Anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, hydraulic fracturing to get oil and gas out of the ground. Does anybody not call it fracking anymore? It is of great concern to large numbers of people and staunchly defended by the oil and gas industry and the politicians who support those, which is also a large number of people. The White House announced last Friday that it would put the first major federal regulations on fracking in place in 3 months. The effect is limited. States control fracking on state and private land. The new federal regs would only affect wells on federal land, but there are about 100,000 of those. Under the new rules, federal officials would inspect and certify the concrete liners of the wells, and the drillers would have to disclose what chemicals they used in fracking, past tense, within 30 days of completing the fracking. There are also rules on storage of fracking chemicals, and detailed descriptions of wells are required. The industry immediately filed suit against the regulations. Guess you can tell where they're coming from. What do you think about the regulations on fracking on federal land? Too little, too late? A development that cheers you? The onerous hand of an oppressive government? Your comment here, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or email jx@jeffnet.org. Our second topic today is considerably fluffier, and we admit to stealing the idea from the Oregonian. The editorial board there tossed around some ideas for what Oregon's state book should be, given that Oregon does not currently have one. Neither does California. Well, we've got state birds and state dances and state soils, but neither state has a state book. You might have heard that a few state legislatures recently considered the Bible as the state book. Southern states, of course. What do you think? Should a state have a state book along with all the other state stuff? And if so, what should that book be for your state? Use your imagination. Go big. State book for California, state book for Oregon, and or your opinion on the federal fracking rules as proposed. Welcome on this Vents Day. Let's start with Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy. I thought we already had a state book. It's called the Oregon Blue Book, and it's updated and republished regularly, telling people who's who in government, telling about the economy, telling about, you know, any number of things about the state of Oregon.
It is. It's a great fact book, yeah, but it's not the official state book in the sense of, like, you know, the state flower.
It should
be, flower.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. And secondly, fracking. I wonder if we're in a headlong rush after the God Almighty dollar, full speed ahead and damn the consequences. I mean, they won't even tell us what's in the fracking fluids. Where they are doing fracking, like in Oklahoma and such, they've increased earthquakes by a factor of at least 10, if not higher. We don't know what the consequences of this are going to be, and there's really, I think, should be, you know, a very exhaustive study on this before I even start, you know, going on with more of it. It's kind of like a couple decades ago when I think it was MBTE or some such acronym for a cleaner fuel thing that leaked out of gasoline stations, and a tablespoon would, you know, sour thousands of gallons of water in the aquifer. We don't know what the consequences of fracking are yet. And, you know, before we rush headlong into this, we should at least examine the consequences.
Okay. Well said. Thanks for that, Steve. Appreciate it. MTBE, I think, is what you're thinking about. Methyl tertiary butyl ether. I don't know why that sticks in my mind, but it was one of the additives to gasoline when we began having the oxygenated gas compounds to make sure that the air would stay a little clearer. Your thoughts are welcome, both on the new federal fracking rules. Okay, that was the first time I said federal fracking. Probably won't be the last today. the federal fracking rules. It's, again, it applies only to wells on federal land, and that'll go into effect about 90 days from now. The other thing is what you think the state book for your state should be, either Oregon or California. Neither one has a state book at this point. Your thoughts, your comments, welcome at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. George in Yreka, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, thank you very much. As to the state book, it would have to be Grapes of Wrath, because the Jodes came here from Oklahoma, as written by John Steinbeck, to do something that they knew how to do and were capable of doing it. Well, it turned out that didn't work for them, as it didn't for each successive wave of migration to California. I'll explain. People came to California to mine gold. Well, most of them didn't do that, so they set up an agricultural industry that became the best in the nation. The Jodes and their groups came to California. Some of them were turned back at the state borders, saying no Okies, and they came here to work in the fields of the previous generations in farming. Well, the idea, unfortunately, of the Second World War turned California again into one of the world's biggest economies, using the Oklahoma people who came here to work in the fields. And the next generations were the ones from Southeast Asia who helped trigger the unbelievable dot-com industry, which again benefited California. So it has to be the failed Jodes of John Steinbeck, who came here for one reason and succeeded with beyond any calculations in another.
So it became ultimately successful, just not for the reason they showed up there in the first place.
Yes, as all of them did. And the other one about fracking, it's kind of like the Midas touch. These people got all the gold he got all the gold he wanted. He couldn't eat it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate it, George. There's a vote for the Grapes of Wrath for the State Book of California. We also have a vote here from Michael, no town given. Votes for Sometimes a Great Notion by Ken Kesey from 1964 to be Oregon's State Book. Debbie in Talent writes, Oregon is known for its physical beauty, and so its official book should be a book of photographs, maybe Peter Britz. If not photographs, then I vote for poems by William Stafford. She writes, if California adopts a state book, please let it be the state driving instruction manual. Then maybe some of them would read it. Not necessarily nice, Debbie, but thanks for your thoughts on this Vince Day. What are your thoughts? What would you like to see happen with the federal fracking rules? Just the right tone struck here? Too little, too late, too aggressive on the part of the federal government? What do you think about fracking rules for oil and gas wells on federal lands, which is what was proposed by the White House? Or give us your vote for your state book, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. Jamie in Medford, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Well, let's see. I'm not really clear what Steve had to recommend for the state book, but I would recommend Nature Notes, which is being promoted by your station.
Dr. Frank Lang actually has Nature Notes and Nature Notes 2, the Nature Notes sampler and the Nature Notes sampler 2.
Well, it kind of epitomizes the state of Oregon, as I believe about it, as a natural process being invaded by special interests. But that's all I really had to say about that. Now, as regard to fracking, perhaps we should do something in the public relations mode. Say, let's have a fracking czar appointed by the federal government to kind of like hover around all the states and try to make sure that that the things that they do with the people that are doing the fracking, to make sure they're on the up and up at the state where they're at, and to keep it all so we don't have any of these pesky earthquakes that seem to be sometimes results of these operations. And that's pretty much what I had to say, Jeffrey.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. A fracking czar. There's a vote for a fracking czar from Jamie in Medford. What are your thoughts, both on the federal fracking rules and what you'd like your state book to be? 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Greg in Yreka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, listen, I got an author and a book that cover both Northern California and Southern, well, actually the whole state of Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And that would be Trout Fishing in America by Richard Brodigan.
Well, it seems like it's the kind of thing that people would get into here, huh?
He's from Portland, and he ended his publishing career in San Francisco. And it all has to do with this part of the country.
All right.
So,
seems like a solid vote. Thanks for that, Greg. Appreciate it. Dennis and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. I'd like to talk about fracking.
Sure.
I'm totally against it, period.
Any circumstances.
I think that our energy plans in this country, the way that we have decided to deal with our energy problems, are a complete and total failure. I think there's only one thing that ever drives it is money for really rich people who are probably multinationalists that don't give a damn about America or the people that live in it. And I'm tired of all this stuff where they ruin our environment and destroy the truth about what's going on and hire crooked politicians that'll legislate to destroy our natural habitats. And I don't understand why the American people are not in an outrage about this, and especially the religious right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like those folks would really be upset about destroying our earth, seeing how it's the only one we got.
Right. Okay. Thanks for the thoughts, Dennis. Appreciate it. And it's interesting because when you were talking, Dennis, I was thinking about the fact that much was made during the 2008 presidential campaign of Sarah Palin siding with the Drill Baby Drill crowd. Obviously, Sarah Palin and the person she was running with, John McCain, didn't win, but ultimately there's been a lot of drilling baby drilling since that time. So it's interesting to watch how things have developed in spite of what election results were. Your thoughts are welcome on this Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange, both on the federal fracking rules as proposed for wells on federal land. And you can also give us nominations for the state book in your state. Not that it's really something happening, but there's a little discussion here. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760. Or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. David in Ashland also writes about fracking. He says, all things we humans do en masse to and in nature have long-term unintended effects. Drilling and fracking of itself in a limited amount would unlikely be earthquake-generating, but the massive scale with which it is being done to then burn petroleum will likely cause earth movements and pollution of our groundwater. To massively change the substructure of the earth 2,000 to 5,000 feet below reminds me of the story and warning of Atlantis. Non-disclosure of the chemicals reminds me of the MTBE pollution. That from David in Ashland. Let's go to Mark in Redding. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, on the state books, I think Oregon, I think the suggestion earlier that sometimes a great notion, or I could even go with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm. Either came easy book.
And on the state book for California, I can't remember the title of it. It might have been Post Office. It was Charles Bukowski's novel about his time in the U.S. Postal Service.
Okay, we'll look that one up. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate that. Grumpy John in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thanks, Jeffrey. I hope that the state book will become required reading, and my nomination would be Mark Twain, Letters from the Earth. Everybody should read that book.
Okay, Letters from the Earth as the state book for Oregon, you say?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's go on to Tony in Grants Pass. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. Okay, a lot of the things that were discussed on fracking, I really agree with. But one thing they're not thinking of, but the guy with the email was, is you drill into the earth fracking, what's going to happen when you quit? You're going to end up with a sinkhole, earthquake, or who knows what, and destroying the water that's underground. As for a state book, why not go to the Constitution? remind the politicians whom they are working for.
Well, is there a book? I mean, the Constitution itself doesn't quite count as a book, so I'll rule that out. But if you have a book that would speak in support of the Constitution.
They have a book that it's not real big or anything, and required reading would help. The book on the Constitution.
Okay.
Every constitutional right, what was meant and everything. I'd like to see women included in the Constitution also instead of just men.
All right. Thanks for that, Tony. Appreciate it. Back to Mark's comments about Charles Bukowski's book. It is called Post Office, if you're looking for that one. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. We're talking about proposed federal fracking regulations, and we're taking nominations for your state's official book. Neither Oregon nor California have official books. Join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Don and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Oh, good morning. Well, since I was born in California, I guess I shouldn't admit that, and I've lived in Oregon for 50 years. I think the California book should be Cadillac Desert, which documents the way that Californians solve their water problem is to borrow from their neighbors.
I've seen that book, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and another one, another favorite is The Ninth Wave. It describes California politics very well. The Oregon book, I think, could be either Sometimes a Great Notion by Brother Ken, or which documents a logging family on the coast, or it could be On to Oregon by Elizabeth Sager. And that's really a fascinating book that's read by a lot of school children. And I always thought it was a great tale, but it turns out to be true. It's about a young boy who's born in Iowa or the Midwest somewhere, and the family takes a wagon train out west, and babies are born. His parents are both die, and the young boy gets the wagon all the way to Oregon. Sadly, it's a true story because it's sad because he ends up at the Whitman Mission, and he ends up as one of the victims of the the massacre there. Mm-hmm. And in fact, his sister was kidnapped by the Cayuse Indians who did it, and along with the daughter of Joe Meek. And his sister survived, but Joe Meek's daughter, who was 3 years old, did not survive. And Joe Meek was actually the executioner after the trial. But it's called On to Oregon.
On to Oregon.
Great read.
Okay, and thanks for calling Ken Kesey, Brother Ken. Good to hear from you, Don. I'm surprised nobody's talked about Ecotopia yet. Maybe the book is just that old, but it's a piece of fiction, obviously, about the Northwest, including Northern California, breaking away from the rest of the United States. And I'm surprised nobody's mentioned that as a possible choice for a state book. There are no official state books, which is why we're seeking some nominations for them here on Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Mike in Medford says, for the state book, I would have to go with the William L. Sullivan Oregon Hiking Guide. It has a little history, biology, and pictures, all to enhance your Oregon outdoor experience. He also writes, the fracking rules are great, if only they applied to everyone. Oh, well, frack it. That from Mike in Medford. Thank you, Mike. Brad in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, hello, Jeffrey. Thank you very much. On the state book, I'd go for the Lorax, Dr. Seuss.
About cutting down all the trees.
Yeah, right. But until I heard Ecotopia, that's a better solution, I think, to that. On the fracking, it's being touted that natural gas is this clean fuel that's going to save our economy and all that, and this is all a bunch of lies. When they frack, the natural gas leaks out, and it is at least 30 times stronger at forcing climate change than carbon dioxide is.
As pure unburned methane, you mean?
Yeah, unburned, exactly. Unburned raw methane in the air, and it comes from a variety of sources. But when they frack, when they take it out of the ground, when they try to put it in a truck, when they try to put it into a pipeline, all those things create leaks. And so even though the natural gas in and of itself, when burned, is about half as polluting as coal, it is, when you add in the methane, it equals coal as a pollutant and a driver of global warming. So I would want the federal regulations to clamp down real strong on methane emissions.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for that, Brad. Appreciate it. Let's move on to Julie in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Our topics, federal fracking regulations as proposed, and your nomination for a state book.
Hi. No, is this Julie? Yes.
Yes,
it is. I was going to say something about fracking. I have a question. If these laws are being started off as laws on federal lands only, and I was just concerned where these federal lands are. Are they our state parks? Are they adjacent to our parks?
No, federal lands, meaning Forest Service, BLM land, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so that's like precious land. That's supposed to be set aside for the citizens, isn't it? I mean, to go in and ruin that land seems like just the first step in a long row of dominoes.
A lot of activities. You know, you look at the fact that we have grazing, we have mining, we have timber, a lot of that going on BLM land, because the timber in BLM in Western Oregon. But a lot of activities, particularly on Bureau of Land Management land. So these really do tend to work through the Department of the Interior. Not surprising. I mean, we've had all these leases for years and years and years for oil and gas and other mining extractions. So it's not unusual. The interesting thing is that it's taken this long to get to coming up with some kinds of rules for that fracking process on those wells on federal land.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it. Let's go to Preston in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hello. I would like to suggest a very fine book, which is historical and pictorial. This is Crater Lake National Park, a Global Treasure by Anne and Myron Sutton.
All right.
It's one of the great things in Oregon.
So Crater Lake National Park, a National Treasure is the name of the book?
Yes.
Okay, and the Suttons wrote it. Okay, thanks for that, Preston. Appreciate that. Other nominations here. Joe in Talent writes a second for The Grapes of Wrath. He says, well, it's set in the Salinas Valley. I think the story is universal and aptly applies to the growth of our state. And I guess in that case, he means Oregon. So some similarities, certainly. We are neighbors here in Oregon and California, and the state of Jefferson sort of sits over them. Heidi writes, how about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Another vote for a Kesey book, a Ken Kesey book. Brother Ken, as one of our earlier callers called him. A couple of nominations here from the Oregonian. Again, this is what kind of spurred this on, an editorial in the Oregonian. It says, for every lover of Ken Kesey, sometimes a great notion, you'll find someone who couldn't get through the first chapter. Someone else suggests another Kesey book, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, for no literary reason other than its title is an apt description of Oregon's recent political turmoil. Another suggestion for Cheryl Strayed's hiking adventure, Wild, gets countered by a thumbs down from someone put off by the hype. Someone else champions poet William Stafford, while another yawns at the mere suggestion of poetry. How do you even determine the qualifications for choosing a state book, writes the Oregonian? Should the author have lived in Oregon? Does a novel have to be set in Oregon? Does Fight Club count? It becomes very easy to see why naming an official state book has not been a priority for legislators, unlike, say, establishing jury soil as the official state dirt. Because does anyone really care if the state flower is the Oregon grape versus the wild ginger? When the discussion turns to books and capturing the Oregon spirit, however, the experience and the argument are all personal. That's why it's helpful to solicit the calming thoughts of someone like Paul Ann Peterson, who served as the state's poet laureate from 2010 to 2014, and whose personal pick would be William Stafford's collection of poems titled The Way It Is. There's also Lauren Kessler's Stubborn Twig, proposed by the Oregon Library Association. What else do we have? Barry Lopez's Arctic Dreams, Ursula K. Le Guin's The Lathe of Heaven, Nehalem Tillamook Tales, Clara Pearson put that together, The Monkey Wrench Gang from Edward Abbey, all kinds of suggestions for a state book for the state of Oregon. And a few final thoughts on fracking. The Washington Post says the Obama administration strikes the right balance on fracking regulations. The Register Guard in Eugene writes, finally, fracking rules. The National Review Online editorializes, pump the brakes on fracking regulations. Congress should stand between these regulations and their taking effect. Thanks for talking to us on Vince Day today on the Jefferson Exchange, and thanks for listening.